the fruit. This is something the size of an apple that grows in Florida.
Really?
You mentioned, I think, the thing of orange.
Yes, oranges and tangerines and things like that.
Suppose you had a bowl of these oranges sitting somewhere. And then one day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left. You'd say, the oranges are...
have disappeared.
Or, or the oranges are all...
all gone.
Okay. And tell me some of the things that you might grow in your garden.
Oh, I grew
the oranges.
Or the radishes, beets,
or the oranges,
tomatoes,
cabbage,
corn.
Do you know, you mentioned onions. You know those little young fresh
little
onions?
Little multipliers, yes. And,
what do you call the ones that you can eat raw?
Well, most any of those can be eaten raw. Or we did. I haven't eaten an onion in a year and longer, but that is one of the best blood builders. Doctors who knew told me than anything we could eat. I couldn't imagine a real sick person eating fresh green onions raw, but they gave those to me in Nashville after I had this serious operation, and this doctor knew what he was doing. He was an outstanding doctor at St. Thomas Hospital.
I think, have you ever heard a word like spring onions or green onions or shallot or toffees?
Or what? Yeah, shallots, I know what you mean when you say that. Isn't that a little multiplier? Yes, it is. And you'll just be surprised. They'll grow up and even how they'll pack up on each other. And you can pull those off and they come back. Of course, if you leave some, they'll grow to be large onions and then the other otherwise would be like that. And I'm afraid I have lost out on that, but there are onions, and they do not sprout in the winter. They just keep nicely. I remember a little mountain lady gave me a start, and then I lost out, and I found out a few again had them. But my niece told me yesterday, she said, Aunt Belle, I'm afraid that you had a lot when you got sick, but she said they looked all right, but they just seemingly have just dried up. But I'll get a start again.
What do you call those when they're young?
Well, they're little multipliers. And this was a little red onion like, but it kept beautifully. It just didn't sprout a lot, you know, like that.
Okay. You mentioned tomatoes. You know those little ones?
Yes. I had the yellow and the red. And you know those little old thing vines would come up volunteer. And they'd be just as thick as they could be on that. And they'd come up in the spring. Now, I don't know if my garden hasn't been tended this year, but I gave the man all he made off of them last year that was my yard caretaker. And I don't know whether they are there not now, but I just never have seen anything. And they wouldn't rot. They'd be laying just in bunches, you know, on the ground.
Did you ever see any tomatoes not any bigger than this?
Yes, that's what those little ones that I'm speaking of were like that. And
what,
I don't know,
let's see. What were they called?
Frankly, right now, I cannot think of the name, but I have had the red and the yellow, too.
Have you ever heard cherry tomatoes or tomatoes?
Yes, tomatoes is very, and that is a little tomato. I guess that's what that is, that little cluster of the that are tomatoes.
Okay. Why don't you grow, this is a root vegetable, I guess you'd say. You know, you take the eye off and then plant it underneath the ground.
And that is a vegetable.
Well, along with your meat, you might have a baked... What?